program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. The theme of God, well, we're just beginning to get into the subject. It looks like we're going to be many days in this. It baffles our imagination to think of God, such a supreme being who is almighty, who brought everything else into being. Our efforts to tell about him are about like an ant trying to describe a man. No, like a bacteria trying to describe an elephant. Well, no, really, there is nothing to which we can make a comparison. Here we are, a little speck down here on this earth. Our earth is a smaller planet going around the sun. Our sun is the center of the immediate universe, yet our sun is said to be a smaller star going around the outward fringe of the Milky Way. And the expanse goes beyond that, how far we know not. And God made all of it. How can we explain God? But he is. He is real. Everything points to this great truth. Just by simple observation and co-calculation, one must conclude the reality of God. There is supreme intelligence and the existence of almighty power. This cannot be denied. Paul said in Romans 1:20, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Yes, the evidence of supreme intelligence and power is everywhere about us. Someone has said, "If the word God were written upon every blowing leaf, embossed upon every passing cloud, engraved on every granite stone, the inductive evidence that God is in the world would be no stronger than it is." When the human intellect thinks in terms of finality, with the world as its premise, the therefore of every syllogism will be God. The universe is a big advertising poster spelling God. Isn't that something? Helen Keller was a blind lady who has died in more recent years. She not only was blind, she was deaf. In spite of this, she learned to communicate, read Braille, and even to talk. At that point, when her dark and silent world had been penetrated, someone presented her with the thought of God. Her immediate response was that she already knew it. She knew it all the time. Now, isn't that something? It's obvious that God is. Yes, everything points to this great truth, but this is not enough. What is God like? What is the nature of God? Can we actually know God? Simply to be aware that there is such a supreme being is not enough. This doesn't satisfy. Does infinity have personality? Does this whole universe have a heart? Beyond this world, which too many times is heartless, cold, and indifferent, is there a supreme being of truth and compassion that we can look to? What is the nature of God anyway? We have a clue as to the nature of the being of God when we consider the nature of the being of man. We, according to Genesis 1:26, are made in the image and likeness of God. As we look at our physical bodies in the mirror, we're made to ask, "Is this it?" Then we remember what Jesus said in John 4:26, that God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Then something else that Jesus said after his resurrection, stressing the fact that he indeed had been raised from the dead, would help us understand this situation. The Lord said in Luke 24:3, "A spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have." Therefore, we conclude that the image of God does not mean this physical body, because he says a spirit does not have flesh and bones, and God is spirit. So therefore, the image of God must be the spirit and the mind of man. Our spirit lives in this physical body. Yes, this gives us a little deeper insight into the nature of the being of God, but really nothing tangible. It still leaves us with much that we'd like to know. Yes, in fact, we'd like to know God himself. Our original parents knew God and were in personal communion with God. And all of us are so constituted that we're just like fish out of water until we're right with God. Man is an incurably religious creature. Yes, what a great theme. We'll look into this more tomorrow. Thank you for listening today.